This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Long War Journal. And Bill was chronicling all the 20 years of Afghanistan and the conflict and the doubts today, with Afghanistan sponsoring many al-Qaeda representations and, worse, ungoverned space. However, we're returning to lessons learned that the NATO troops, the NATO commitment to Ukraine doesn't want to repeat. And the biggest lesson I read from an article from July of 24, don't do this. The biggest lesson for Ukraine is that NATO, in its current configuration, cannot conduct substantial operations in the absence of policy leadership from the United States. That was true in Afghanistan. That's true here in Ukraine. No change, Bill. Do you agree? No change. Same weakness.
Yeah, same weakness. It's the problem is Europe isn't Europe. There isn't a, I mean, sure, there is a European Union and technically a European government. But when it comes to security, you know, it doesn't happen without everyone agreeing to the mission in Europe. So there's no coordination on their defense ministries, their manufacturing. So now look, the difference here is that in the case of Afghanistan, U.S. And European countries and allies were involved in a combat role. That's not the case in Ukraine. So technically, John, this should be a lot easier. But the reality is it isn't any easier. This should just be about which weapon systems and munitions do the Ukrainians need? How do we ramp up our production? How could we effectively provide this to the units that need it the most? And how do we train the Ukrainian security forces? That shouldn't be all of that difficult, but unfortunately it is, because Europe isn't really Europe, but it's a grouping of European countries. But also, in the end of the day, they just over rely on the United States because, look, the reality is the United States has been the security blanket for Europe since the beginning of the Cold War. The Europeans haven't stepped it up and taken their own security seriously. If the Europeans, you know, the rhetoric is that it's an existential threat that if Russia takes control of Ukraine, what Russia is doing is an existential threat to Europe. Well, if that's the case, why haven't the Europeans increased their budgets? You know, why is it taking until now for them to commit to increasing the budgets and not until 2035? And why haven't they ramped up their production? And why haven't they increased their training missions and all of this and treated it as a significant? Why are they relying on the U.S.? If this is so important to the Europeans, why do they outsource it and allow the U.S. to take the leading role in what should be a European issue?
Bill, finally, the question about what's happening in Afghanistan today. We don't have eyes on the ground, to my information. It is non-transparent. Anything is imaginable going on in Afghanistan. 30 seconds. Is that accurate, Bill?
Yeah, Afghanistan has become a black box. Some bits and pieces of information come out. The UN sanctions and monitoring team gives good reports. But even then, intelligence agencies disagree on what's happening. But the reality is it's Taliban in control with al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups that have safe haven there running training camps. No matter how you slice it, it isn't good.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Mistakes made in Afghanistan. Result, catastrophe.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.